I'll go to a little bit of minhagim for a few minutes. Continuing minhagim, we learned yesterday about tefillah, so I want to discuss today very quickly about shalosh su'udos, some inyanim relating to the end of Shabbos. First of all, I'm sure you're very well aware, why is it the minhag to call the third meal shalosh su'udos? It should be more correctly called su'da shlishis, the third meal. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it's called Shalosh. The Shulchan Aruch, there's a simon, Shalosh Suda. This is a very well-known word, because in time Chazal, people would eat two meals a day. Not three meals, but two meals a day. So on Shabbos, if a person eats two meals, Shabbos was unique in that a person eats three meals. The whole week, 6 days of the week, one eats two meals. Shabbos, one eats three meals. So one would think that the two meals that a person eats on Shabbos is nothing special, do not have any special sanctity. But when the person eats the third meal on Shabbos, the Suda Shlishis, this is a revelation that the first two meals the person ate were not just eaten to satisfy oneself, but were eaten to give honor to Shabbos. So when a person eats the third meal, the Suda Shlishis, it reveals that today is a different type of day, because if it was a regular weekday, I would only be eating two meals. Why now am I eating a third meal? Because today is Shabbos. Shabbos is different. Oh, Shabbos is different. That means that when you ate your first meal and your second meal, you did not eat it just to fill up your stomach. You ate it to give honor to Shabbos. The third meal is a revelation that all three meals were eaten in honor of Shabbos. That's why the Suda Shlishis converts the Suda Rishayna, the Suda Shnia. It's a revelation that it was eaten in Lekedusha. So the Suda Shlishis is called Shalosh Sudos. It awakens number one and number two. I'm sure you must have all heard this. This is a very popular reason why in Chazal it's called Shalosh. Three meals. Third meal awakens wheel number one, number two. Why is there a minhag to eat shalosh sudos with a minyan? It's a beautiful minhag. People come together in shul. It's not just them; they come together and have nothing to do. So you know, we might as well come together and eat together. The answer is because on Shabbos, a person gets a neshama yisera. And we're all well aware that when a person, when his neshama departs, there is such an inyan that there should be 10 people. There should be 10 people present when the neshama departs and leaves this world. So it's when the neshama leaves a body, there should be a minyan. A minyan is v'nigdah v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. People try their best, if they can, to bring together 10 people to be present at the time of Yitzias Neshama. When Shabbos ends, the neshama Yisera of Shabbos departs. And that is why we have besamim. When the neshama yisera departs, a person becomes faint. So we need besamim to revive us. The neshama yisera departs. Therefore, shalosh su'udos is the time when the neshama yisera is departing. We want to accompany the neshama yisera's departure with a minyan. 10 people. Just like we accompany the neshama of the regular neshama of a person, b'shas petira, achamei v'eshem, with a minyan. That's why there's a very beautiful inyan to have 10 people present when the neshama yisera departs. Now, in the what?
Why not let it arrive?
Kabbalah Shabbos. We do a Kabbalah Shabbos.
No, you don't need a minyan for the first suda. No.
You don't, because the Kabbalah of Shabbos is before the Suda. The Suda is much later, is when the sun sets. And we do have Kabbalah Shabbos with the minyan, yeah, at least L'chadodi. But it's not the minyan. The Suda actually takes place b'shas at the very end of Shabbos, ideally. And that's when the Neshama Yisera is departing. We use a minyan to have 10 people. Now, in the world of Kabbalah, it's called Rava de Rava. I'm sure you've all heard this, that Shalosh Suda is a time of will of wills. Rava de Rava. Why is the time of Shalosh Sudos called Rava de Rava? So there are one answer is Hashem began to create the world when Mitzvah Shabbos. Vayev Avoker Yom Echad. Hashem Erev Avoker. Hashem created the world Mitzvah Shabbos. That's why Mitzvah Shabbos we create fire. We make a bracha borei me'ori ho'esh, because esh was created mitzoy shabbos. Well, Adam and Rishon really rubbed the stones together mitzoy shabbos, but the world creation began mitzoy shabbos. When everyone's running home, shabbos is over, everyone's out, that's the moment of bria, creation. Whenever you create something, it first has to be preceded with a desire to do so. And if you want a job, you apply for a job. Before you apply for the job, you have to have the will that you want this job. If you want to build a house, you have to first have the will. Before you ever proceed to do something, your actions are always preceded with the desire to do so. Friday, Mitzvah Shabbos, the moment of Mitzvah Shabbos is the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to create the world. That means the moments before Mitzvah Shabbos are the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a desire to create the world. Had a will, a rotzon. That will is contagious. That will, that expression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to be done, reappears in this world every single Shabbos at that same exact moment in time. So Shabbos begins creation. That automatically means the moment before Shabbos begins, the moment before Shabbos begins, is the will that there should be creation. Ein dover oimei lefnei haratzo. Will is much greater than actual actions. It's something which is contagious, something which carries emotion, and it can carry a person very, very far. That is the chashivas of the tkuf of shaloshulis. What a person wants at that moment in time is where he can connect with his yearning for what he really wants in life, and can be mispalt to Kadosh Baruch Hu to make that happen, because Adam is oilam mole, every human being is a microcosm of the entire world, and the entire world came into existence through will, and the moment of will is at mitzoy, is the moment before Shabbos ends. Furthermore, it's the climax of creation. Because Shabbat created the world in 6 days. On day 7 is Shabbos. So Shabbos is the end of creation. And the creation took place, the climax of creation, the very last moment of Shabbos, is when all of Hashem's plans came to fruition. Everything came to conclusion. So there's a combination at that moment in time of the completion of creation, because Shabbos is also part of creation, plus the will. It's also, from looking at it from the other angle, it's the will that there should be creation. It's a double combination. It's a very powerful moment in time during the week when these two things coincide, when these two things merge together: will and the climax of creation. Another idea: normally at the time of Mincha, Mincha is a time of din. Every single day we daven Mincha. Mincha is when the sun begins to set, when it gets dark. Getting dark is called a time of harshness. Now let's take a step back. Who would you consider to be more pure? A person who never was contaminated, or a person who was contaminated and went to the mikvah? This is an old Hasidic question. Who is more pure? So Mefarshim say the person who's tamei and went to the mikvah. Because a person who's tamei and went to the mikvah, the Torah calls him tahor. A person who's never tamei, by default, you're tahor. So no, you're tahor. But the Torah never gave you the chashivas of calling you tahor. There are two types of rachamim, mercy. There's mercy, regular mercy, and then there's mercy where din has been transformed into mercy. Just like a person who's tamei, who has become tahor, that tahara is a much greater level of tahara than a person who was never tamei to begin with. When there is an expression of mercy, there are two types of mercy. Mercy, just regular rachamim, and there's a rachamim which comes when din is transformed into rachamim. During the week, on a regular day, every single day, at this time of the day, when the sun begins to set, is a time of din. Shabbos, by its very nature, is a time of rachamim. when comes Shabbos Mincha, the din of the Shabbos afternoon is transformed into Rachamim. So Shabbos Mincha, when the day ends, is that period of time when harshness is transformed into Rachamim. When harshness is transformed into Rachamim, that's like a person who's Tameh, who becomes Tahar. It's a much higher level of Rachamim. And that's why Shabbos Mincha is considered to be called a time of Rava, Derava, a very great Eis Ratzon. So to review, I will give you three reasons why it's called Rava Derava. Number one, it's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world. Number two, it's time when creation reaches its climax, its completion. Number three, it is a time when normally it's a time of din, but this is a din which has now been transformed into Rachamim. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day, and tomorrow.